Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. The new beginning is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginning Ministries, and we're on every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and we do thank you for participating and being a part of this podcast. And of course, many of you that attend on a regular basis, you know how things go. We have prayer And then we just go through the scripture and just kind of illuminate on what God has said, and we just pray that it's a blessing to the hearers. We thank you again for everybody tuning in. For those that are on by internet, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054, and you will be connected to our lines. When you hit one, then you will have an opportunity to share what the speaker is saying or whoever's sharing at that time. You'll be able to share. Keep in mind, we are an interactive Bible study. We are the body of Christ, and we just come together as one. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for just allowing us to be able to come on one more time just to be able to share a word. Father, we ask that you would bless the speaker at this time. We pray, Father, that you would just open our minds, that you would unveil the mysteries that you have planted, Heavenly Father, within the speaker. Lord, Father, we ask that you would bless the sick and afflicted. Bless those, Heavenly Father, who are in rehab centers. Brother Stewart, we pray for those who have recovered from the hospital, Heavenly Father. We just pray for the sick and afflicted. We ask, Heavenly Father, that we would all come on one accord, Father. Use us that we may be used to bless those that you have put forth in front of us. We just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Of course, this evening, we'd like to share with you that we have Elder Cook, who is going to share with us, and the topic is Turn It Around. She is coming from Atlanta, Georgia, and we're going to turn it on over to her. Elder Cook, are you on at this time?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. I did not have the mic spotted up. For those who have tuned in, we just want to let you know that we have opened up the mics, all of the mics, so that when you are ready to share, just say what you have to say, and you will be heard by everyone. We, Dr. Susan, and I see that she is on as well. Again, we're going to turn it on over to you, and we're just going to be active listeners. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen.
I'm in the street from Atlanta. Good man.
We are looking forward to hearing what the Lord has laid on your heart.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're going to turn it on over to you, and we're going to be active listeners. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'd like to say praise the Lord to everybody. Praise the Lord. And I just want to do something a little different because I felt in my spirit. If you could just lift your hands wherever you are, every listener that's listening, if you're in your homes, in your cars, wherever you may be, I just ask that you lift your hands wherever you are and just worship him on tonight. Hallelujah. I just feel a worship in my spirit on tonight. And you just ask God for whatever you want on tonight. I guarantee you he will give it to you. I also feel there's a breaking in the spirit, a breakthrough, and a deliverance on tonight through this word of God that God has given unto me to give unto the people on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. First, I would like to thank God for Elder John and his wife, Dr. Suzanne Clay, for this opportunity to share a word of encouragement to you and the nation. Amen. So I'm just going to get right into the word. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, would you turn to the book of 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, which is going to be our scripture lesson. And as you're getting that, I just want to say this scripture has been in my spirit for a while. And I'm just thanking God for the opportunity to share it to you tonight. Is that all right?
Amen.
The Bible also tells us that we are living in the last evil days. And many people don't believe that, believe it or not. But when you look at the news, you see how the killing and things going on in the news, and you find in families where we see divorce rate is high and families are doing whatever that they're doing and not sticking together like God ordained it to be. And we look at churches where we see our – excuse me?
They're supposed to live.
we have someone in the background. Keep in mind that your mics are open, and we all can hear everything that's in the background. So if you have anything in the background, if you could mute it out, we do appreciate that. Amen.
Amen. And like I said, as we see in our churches, amen?
Amen.
Okay, we see in our church how we're losing our pastors, and we see all these things that are happening in our churches, and it's showing that we're in perilous times. Amen, and we need to pray. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So as we look at the scriptures, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, and it reads as follows. Is everybody with me?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal the land. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And my subject lesson is, it says, turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Turn
mm-hmm.
it around. As I go into my lesson, just a little testimony. As I can remember as a young child, my pastor would say, it's time to get it right with God and do it now. So I'm saying tonight for all my listeners on tonight, it's time to turn it around now. It's time to do better. It's time to get it right, because we need this. The world needs you. The people need you. So it's time to turn it around. So as we look at the text, God is speaking. In this text, he's giving a condition in this text, and he's given us a promise. Amen. So as we go into it, it says, if my people are called by my name, which means God is addressing a group of people who belong to him. In other words, when I say when you belong to him, I'm saying is when you in relationship and commitment to him. In other words, to be committed with God, you got to be faithful. You got to be devoted. There got to be some dedication. There got to be some loyalty in God to be included in God and to have this relationship with God. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, well, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. I want to stop right there, and we could talk about that a little bit. And it says humble. The word humble is not prominent these days, because we don't see much people walking in this humility. The word humble also means not proud, arrogant, not arrogant or modest. Amen?
Amen.
Any comments? Is that before I go any further? Anybody want to add to that?
Amen.
No? Amen. So when we look at the word humble, you know, the Bible says that Moses was a very humble man than all the men who were on the face of the earth. And you can find that is in Numbers 12 and 3. And when I looked at the scripture, I realize that I believe that to be successful, you must have a humble spirit. You know, because God can't work through you if you don't have that humble spirit, because he can't get the glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because it's all about God. What we go through, when God uses us, it's for his glory, not for our glory. When we go through stuff, it's for somebody else. And we are supposed to be a testimony to someone else. So I say you got to humble yourself. You got to realize that it's not about you. It's about him, the man above. We can't be thinking that we are that. Oh, come on, somebody. Can't think that we're better than others. You know, that we're above everybody, because we're not. Because God is the only one that's above us. Amen. And then how can he use you when you're not humble? How can he work through you when you're not humble? So it's best that you be humble and be submissive to God. That's what I want to look get out of here, that you got to be submissive also to God. We be submissive to everything else. But what about being submissive to the one who died on the cross for us, that saved our lives for us? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Any comments as I go through?
Amen.
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 Amen. And so as we look at the scripture says, and pray and seek my face. I love this part because you have to have a relationship with God, as I stated before. There has to be a communication with God. In other words, you got to have some dialogue. You know, you got to have a conversation with God. Let him know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Let him know what you need, because he's there for you. He has his arms open to you to say, come on in. Amen?
Amen.
It's important that we do have a conversation with God. Amen. And also inquire of him. See, God is looking for you to inquire of him. We inquire everything else, but we don't inquire in God. And God is looking for that for us to have in him. Hallelujah. I've learned in this walk with God, I must communicate with him daily. Daily. Because the enemy is always at his business, messing with you, with me. So we got to be about our Father's business. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the enemy, he does his business. I'm going to fight too. And I'm going to fight with my weapon, which is my praise and my worship.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fight with that praise. You got to give a hallelujah. When that enemy is coming like a flood, you just got to lift up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to lift up those hands and say, God, I love you in spite of it all. I give you praise. You can't be a defeated fool, because you're a winner anyway. You got to exercise that winner, that winner that's in you. You're not defeated. I don't know who I'm talking to out in that way, out there in the air land. You're not defeated. You are a winner in Christ. All you got to do is open up your mouth and give God a praise. You don't have to be defeated. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching right there. Hallelujah. That you are a winner in God.
Mm-hmm.
Never let the enemy let you know that he won. He doesn't win. You win.
That's right.
But you got to use your mouth. You got to use your praise. You got to use your worship in God. Hallelujah. Do I have anybody? Any comments? Any questions? Hallelujah. There's a communication with God. We communicate with everybody else. We tell everybody else our business, but God said, tell me. Pass it all unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So communication is very important, and being faithful to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible also says in Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Always pray. Never stop praying. I told God the other day, I said, God, I'm always going to be in your face, because I need you to help me through things that I'm going through. I'm always praying.
Amen.
I'm praying in at home, in my car, in my job. I'm praying. Hallelujah, because when you pray, it gives you strength to make it through the day. When you pray, it gives you the strength to say, hey, I can make it. Prayer, it changes things. Hallelujah, so it's important to pray. And then when we look at the scripture, when it's talking about the prayer, pray and seek my face, in that scripture it's saying, don't do a selfish prayer. You got to pray for others too.
Amen.
You can't just make it solely for you, but you got to do it for the people that is in need. And when you look at this world, we see that we in need. This land needs you. And we have to begin to learn how to pray. And keep it consistently with God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Any comments, any questions as we talk through this lesson tonight? Amen. So we got to pray. I continue to say that. Prayer. Prayer is the key. Amen. And then it goes on to say, when you speak his faith, Matthew 7:7 tells us that, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
Yes,
but
yes,
that
yes.
scripture lets you know. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Any comments? Go ahead, sir. Is there any comments? And the scripture says, ask and it shall be given to you. The key right there is just ask. You got to open up your mouth. Ask and God will give it to you. Seek. You got to diligently seek him. Hallelujah. I can remember the time that when I wasn't working, I would lay before the Lord and seek his face for the things and for the purpose of my life. Because if you don't know what the purpose of your life, seek him. Ask him. And I guarantee you'll open up the doors. He'll open up your mind. He'll open up to open up your spirit to your purpose in life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, and you will find, knock, and the door will be open. All you got to do is knock on his door. God is there. We got to make that step. We got to make that extra step and knock on that door and say, Lord, here I am. I'm in need of you. Lord, I need some healing. Lord, I need some deliverance. Lord, I need you to set me free. Hallelujah. That's all we have to do is seek him and ask, and it shall be given unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Any questions? Any answers? Any comments? Amen.
Amen.
So we,
amen.
So as we look at that scripture, you know that God has given us the opportunity to come in. He's given us the opportunity to come into his life. All we have to do is make that step.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so as we look at the bottom and the last clause of the scripture, it says, and turn from their wicked ways. And I want to talk with that a little bit, because when we look at the turn, as we look at the word turn, turn represents the condition. As I spoke in the beginning, where I said God said that in the scripture he was talking about, he was addressing his people, who he belonged to. And in the beginning part, I also said he was given a condition and the promise. And this is the condition. The condition is the word turn. See, you have to do something for God to move. You got to take some action.
That's right.
For God to move.
That's right.
You can't just sit still. But you got to do worship, praise, pray. Seek his face. You know, that's an action that you have to do for God to move for you as well. Amen. So when we look at that word once again, it means that's the condition. To turn, you have to do something. Take an action. And it reads on, the Bible says, that turn from their wicked ways. The Bible tells us that we must put away evilness and drunkenness and strife and anger from our heart. You know, we have to do this so that we can be effective in the kingdom. And you can't be effective in the kingdom when you have all this malice and anger in your heart and wickedness and sinful ways. It just doesn't work. So this is what he's saying in this particular scripture, that we have to turn away from our wicked ways. And once we turn from our wicked ways, here's the promise. He will heal the land. He said that he will hear from heaven, forgive you of your sins, and heal the land. Hallelujah. This
Amen.
Is the promise that God said that he would do. But we have to do these conditions first. We have to make the move. We've got to make the steps to move before God to give us the promise. Amen?
Amen.
Any questions? is before I go further.
I kind of like, you know, when you we talk about in terms of asking and seeking and knocking, you know, that reminds me of a beggar, you know, who is a beggar who is seeking something, something. But in this part, I kind of see it as, you know, we're seeking mercy. You know, someone who's begging for mercy. You know, someone who is in destitute, and the whole bottom line is salvation. But I think before we get there, we have to be earnest when we come to the door and begin to knock. God is looking in our hearts.
That's right. Amen, amen. That's right. And I agree with that. You know, God, he looks at our hearts, and he sees what our heart is all about.
Amen.
So, I agree with that. Amen. Anyone else have any comments before I move on?
To comment about what the brother just said, Adam Cook, you know, he said God looks at you, but, you know, a person tries to walk that certain path, and, you know, not being perfect, you know, I may get pulled off of that path. Well, no, I may stumble on that path. But, you know, it's like, I guess, as like the brother said, you know, if you get pulled off of that path, you know, I may stray, and I can be honest, I may stray off that path, I may, because of anger. But then at the same time, you know, I would ask the Lord, forgive me. And I guess what I'm struggling with right now is I see so much going on, and I still look towards the Lord. I still pray. I still talk to God. I ask myself the questions. I ask the Lord the questions. I just get stuck there. I don't know what else to do. And it's like, cause I can't help everyone, but it'll only take one person to pull you to make me straight. And I'm kind of dealing with that, and it's kind of hard, especially with the way times and the way that the folk, and it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe there are some of you listeners out there that may be a little, you know, a lot stronger than me. But I'm still praying and seeking that strength, but it's not easy. And, you know, sometimes I just get lost.
But you know what I like about the Lord? He finds you right where you are. One thing about the Lord, he goes into his bowels of mercy. He knows that we're flesh. He knows that we're dust. And because his mercy it endures forever. He knows that if he leaves us to ourselves, we would be consumed. But because of his goodness and his mercy that follows you, brother, it doesn't matter where you are, and it doesn't matter how you're struggling. He knew that you would struggle right where you are, but he's there to pull you out. He says, all you have to do is look up. That's what that humbleness is. And you're already humble because you're saying, you know, I basically can't do this by myself, Lord. So help me, even in my struggle, help me. So in your weakness, he'll be strong. He'll be strong and pull you out.
He never
leaves us alone.
Okay. But, you know, it makes you feel like you're like a little child. You know, learning how to ride a bicycle, and you keep falling off and keep falling off. And it's like, I know better than this. And, like I said, I don't know if there's a particular scripture anyone has or can quote that maybe I'm doing something wrong or maybe I'm looking at things wrong. I'm not sure. But I am confused about a lot of stuff when it comes to that.
Well, my brother, I don't know if it's okay for me to comment. You know, when I think about the situation that you may be going through, you know, in Isaiah, it talks about, it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways not your ways.
And
not perfect.
That comes to my mind.
Amen.
Like Christ, more like Christ. But when you, you know, and as we talked about before, God looks at our heart.
Yeah.
He looks at our, you know, we all have sinned and fallen short from the glory of God.
God is
looking at our heart. We're driving salvation. We're driving to try to make it home. So we're going to fall short here and there. But
yeah,
that's right.
What it says, we're not supposed to stop. As the sister said, pray without ceasing. We're not supposed to give up.
That's
we're
right.
Not supposed to. God's word come back void, my brother.
And that's why it's important to have folks around you, because we're not always strong. You know, when I'm weak, I call a sister or I call a brother, and they pick me up. You know, that's why God, it's good to have those that are around you that can support you and to give you a word in due season that will bring you up out of that place that you're at. Because we need each other. And needing each other, God, you know what? In the scripture it says, we are our brother's keepers. Because God has called us the body. The body looks out for one another. The arm looks out for the leg. You know, when the leg is hurting, it messes up the flow of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're hurting,
we're hurting.
We're hurting. And God gives us strength. You're never alone. Oh, no. And whatever struggle that you're going through, God can bring you out.
That's right.
I really believe it. And that's, you know, as Sister Cook said, you know, you have to communicate. You have to reach. You have to, I guess, I hunger for the word sometimes. But like you said, you know, and you know, I'm humbled. But like I said, sometimes it's just like, well, what am I doing wrong? So you know, and not to take up too much more time, Elder. But like I said, it's what more can I do, or what am I not doing? You know,
praying
not,
and reading. Hello, if I can piggyback off that, please.
Amen.
Yes.
You need to. He had asked. I'm good. It's just a blessing to be on this line tonight. And thank you for inviting me, Little Nate. He'd asked about a scripture, if anybody had any scripture that they could kind of put out there. Well, there are many scriptures that I think would help. But just like you were saying before I kind of came in that on that segue, in reading and reading scripture after scripture and ask God to show you the right scriptures to read. And again, surround your people with like minds and spirits. And not negative spirits. If they can't give you a word from God, or if they can't give you something to help bring you out of peace that surpasses all understanding, form and keep going. But Psalms 25 comes to my mind. Psalms 25, 4 through 7. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgression. According to your mercy, God, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord. That's Psalm 25, 4 through 7. And, I mean, we can go on and on and on. It's just that that came in my spirit.
But that's the scripture right there. That's it right there.
You know? So, and Little Nate, I'll be getting with you, and we'll be studying some more. How about that?
Yes.
All right. That's my nephew, y'all.
Oh, praise God. That's a that's
just to take that's away from Elder Cook.
All right.
That's okay.
I'll stop it now.
That's
just something that the brother
said. Too.
It's just something that the brother said that I had to kind of comment on, because it seemed just like he was talking about me. Oh, amen. But that's it for me.
That's one thing about.
Go ahead.
The word of God is alive, because
yes.
That scripture right there, I got a jump in my spirit. I mean, it covered everything that you might be going through, brother. Everything.
Yes, it so quiet.
Oh my
it quieted
goodness.
Me. It really,
yes,
it
yes,
really
yes.
quieted me.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And this is what this line is all about. It's communication and dialogue about the word of God. So if you have questions, you need answers, this is the way you do it.
That's
and it's
the way
all
you
right.
Have it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So with that and all that everybody said, I just say, you know, continue to seek his face. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that
yes.
relationship, because he will show you the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, sometimes you may fall off, but get back on track, because we all
yeah.
fall off.
Yep.
But all yep. you got to do is just get back on track.
Amen.
And don't let the enemy say that you down for the count. Uh-uh, no, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't count me out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You still get back on track.
That's it.
Yeah.
And seek him and continue the relationship with God. It's all about a relationship and commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And then the
Amen.
Promise. Oh, my God.
Yes. And so,
come on with the promise, Elder Cook. Come on with the promise.
So let me just go back a little bit.
Okay.
In my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will hear from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the word then represents the promise.
Mm.
A change is coming.
Mm-hmm.
God is about to make a difference in your life.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The promise. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
The promise. Amen. The Bible says in Numbers 23:19 that he's not a man that he should lie. So if he said it, it shall come to pass. All we got to do is wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm waiting for some promises that God promised me.
Mm-hmm.
If I just wait on it, I guarantee you God will bring it to me.
Amen.
And so as
Amen.
It goes on, so then it goes on to say,
yep.
then, amen?
Amen.
Somebody's trying to say
mm-hmm.
something?
Mm-mm.
Okay, and then it says, I will hear from heaven. That's one promise. The second promise is I will forgive their sins. And the third promise is heal the land. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That he will heal. Somebody's trying to say something? Okay. I keep on hearing something coming in or somebody trying to say something. Amen. So he says that he will hear your prayer. Whatever you put out, whatever you petition to God, God will do it for you. He will answer
Amen.
That prayer. Hallelujah. He will forgive you your sins. All you got to do with that is confess. Lord, I sinned. Lord, I did it. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. And God will do it. These are the promises that God will do for you. But the key is you got to open up your mouth. The key is you got to ask. The key is you got to make some action for it to happen. And then he said, I'll heal the land.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's an awesome thing, because when we look at the land today, it's such in a disarray. People are doing whatever they're doing. They're not following the rules and the regulations, if I could say, what God has for our lives. Hallelujah. You can see that. Through the news, like I said before. You can see it through our families. You can see it through our churches.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That things are not the way they are. And we need some kingdom builders, some kingdom workers to stand together and pray for this land.
Amen.
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 We got to stand together and stand for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just let everything go the way it's going. We got to stand up for what's right. Because you know what?
Amen.
God is holding us accountable for all this. Because if we know it, we should be telling it.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, keeping it real, if it ain't right, you should be telling it through the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm not saying to judge anybody, but you do it by the word of God, what the word say.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think it of your own, but you do what the word say. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And then as I looked and I said, not just the land that we live in, but
come
this
on,
land
now.
That we house, this
yeah.
earthly vessel.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, somebody.
There
this earthly vessel that we house, we need him even the more. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There's some healing in us that we need.
Mm.
There's some deliverance in us that we need.
Mm.
Hallelujah. It has to happen within us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We got to put down that flesh. We got to speak to that flesh and say, the flesh got to die.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. I know it got to die.
When,
we can't let this flesh win. Hallelujah.
And
we
got to
let that die. Any comments?
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And see, when you're talking about the land, and like you said, Elder Cook, about the land healing us, what we're housed in, you know, I think about is wholeness. You know, there's nothing more that we can do, because in the first two sentences or first three or whatever, humble ourselves and all that, we're doing that. We're following the direction. We're listening to what God says. And then we are the recipients of his promise. I will heal your land. I will make you whole. Whole in your body. Whole in your relationships. Whole in your money. Whole. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. God is going to do what he said he was going to do.
That's
the
right.
Promises are yea and amen. My God.
Right.
I mean, complete. We will
be complete.
That's
recipients
of his completion of wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
My God. My
Amen. God. That's right.
Everything.
Amen.
Everything, brother. Everything.
That's right. When we stay humble, like she said, we benefit from those promises.
The recipient.
Hallelujah. Promises of God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, let me just stop right here, put my phone down, and get a little shout, because God getting ready to bless us beyond
That's
ourselves.
Right.
My God, Jesus.
And
That's
I'd
right.
Like
to, hello? Yes. Yes, and I'd like to add that also in 1 John, it states that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to clean us from all unrighteousness. And
That's
in
right.
that, you know, we God can't bless a mess. It's just basically if we admit to what, you know, the actual repentance of our sins and you know, ask for forgiveness, and then our blessings will come forth. On Sunday services, we were talking about all of this, and of course that goes into being of good cheer, and you have to become an overcomer, and you have to walk with faith and not by sight. And therefore, I feel that if once you know who you are, and through God, you know, we can do all things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. So the promises that God has given unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And like the sister, if you just confess your sins, you confess them.
Mm-hmm.
God
is faithful and just.
God will work it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's just to work it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's just to work it out for you. Amen. And so as Amen.
Amen.
So as we look at the promises and coming to my conclusion, you know, we in a land that needs help. And the Bible says, my people will, going back to the scripture again, my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal the land. And that's all we have to do is just humble ourselves and God will do the work for us.
Amen.
He will heal us. He will deliver us. But we got to learn how to be humble. We have to come like the brother said. He comes like a little baby. You got to come humble before God. You can't come all big-headed, like you all that. God ain't going to hear that. He ain't going to hear you. So if you just come humble and come submissive to him, I guarantee you that God will do whatever that you need him to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Any comments? Because I'm at the end. I'm at the end. Anybody want to comment on what I talked about? Because we got to turn it around now. It's time to turn it around.
Amen.
We in these last evil days, as I stated before.
Amen.
And we got to turn this thing around.
Amen.
We can't allow us, like the sister said, like the prophet has said, we are our brother's keepers.
Amen.
Right? When you hurt, we hurt.
That's
and
right.
We
got to
turn this thing around.
That's
oh, come
it.
On, somebody. We living in a world, in a time that
mm-hmm.
it's a mess.
It is. It's a mess.
Yes, it is.
And
yes.
We got to turn around. We got to seek God's face for
mm-hmm.
the people. Hallelujah.
And I just want to say, God is depending on the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
His kingdom come on earth. We are the ones that are in authority.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
mm-hmm.
depending on us to
That's
do
right.
what we need to do. Out here, whether to
that's right.
hold my brother up or to go out there and get my brother that's in the darkness.
That's right.
So
right.
You know what? God's depending on us.
Yeah.
And we're depending on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the walk
that's
ain't
right.
easy.
Well,
so once
we
have... Go ahead.
I like what you're saying, Sister Cook, Elder Cook, in terms of just being humble. Because that's very important. Sometimes we get caught up in authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're given authority, we all have authority, but when we're given authority, and then we begin to start to feel that we are the ones with authority, but not God. Is it
all right.
Mm-hmm. That's where the confusion sets in. And we can come together. We can humble ourselves and come
mm-hmm.
together as a body.
Oh,
if you're the arm, you know that your job is the arm. If you're the leg,
mm-hmm.
you know that your job is the leg. That's for walking. But every part of the body needs each other. God is one. He for all of us to come together in
mm-hmm.
humbleness, not big headed as you said, but in humbleness,
mm-hmm.
he's asking
mm-hmm.
us to come and surrender ourselves unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then he's given us the direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He has given us the direction, and all we have to do is follow. Listen, I can
mm-hmm.
tell you, how to get to Atlanta, but if you choose to follow that map, and then all of a sudden you choose to go your own way, and if you get lost, you can't blame it on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I blame Andy. God has given us the direction in how we ought
yep.
to walk.
Yep.
Circumspectively before him. He's given us. He's given us the directions. The Bible is a guideline. The Bible says it's a lamp to our feet and a light
mm-hmm.
unto our path. He's given us the guidance, and all we have to do is follow.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
He's given us the tools, the directions.
Yes.
All we got to do is follow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And like
Amen.
You said, we do need to come together. No matter, forget about denominations. Just come
mm-hmm.
together as a body.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just do that together, come together as a body and worship
yes,
and work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Amen.
People always say, well, what denomination you are? No, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
How
Amen.
About that? I'm just
Hallelujah.
A Christian.
Hallelujah.
No, and if we just come together as a body. That's all God is requiring of us, to come as a body and pray. And
Amen.
He can do work. He can heal the land. He could do things with us. But
yes.
if we all separate, doing this, doing that, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I say as a body of Christ, if you are a body believer.
All right.
Come on, let's do it. You know? Amen.
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 Elder Cook, if I may,
Yes?
If I may, Elder Cookie, you say as a body, you know, I can't sit and go word for word, scripture for scripture with you, the sisters, and the brother. I can't do that. I admit that.
Okay.
But I know my way around just a little bit. But sometimes, you know, like you said, I can't come together. And it's like I'm standing on the outside looking at you all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I'm looking at you all. And I mean, I know there's space for little old me up there.
Are you
and
kidding?
In there. But like I said, sometimes you just don't feel worthy because I can't sit there and quote the scriptures with you all. Not yet, anyway. And, you know,
you feel that way.
Like I said, I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
We all.
But like I said, I just, you know, it's just, I just feel a little different, that's all, sometimes.
Can
but,
I ask? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. You know what? I don't remember scripture either. I admire people who can quote scripture word for word and tell
yes,
you exactly
ma'am.
Where it is, the chapter and the verse and who wrote it and all of that. But all of us aren't made like that. All
nope.
of us aren't made like that. And that's what being part of the body is. Because if all of us were like that, then who would be the teachers, you know?
All
who
right.
would be
yes.
who would be the Bible scholars? So we all have different gifts and different strengths.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at I can tell you the gist of it. I know the character of Christ. I know I know his you know, what he was about, and that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So us are called, we're just
mm-hmm.
called for things, so don't let that intimidate you or don't judge yourself for that, because it's not that it's not important, but that's not your thing. So you to find out but for your purpose in the body, and all of us have a different purpose, and all of us
that's
share
right.
in different ways.
Right.
But besides it in different ways, but we're all equally as important and equally
mm-hmm.
as to support.
Right.
Amen.
And if I may interject, that's why we study. That's why we do conference calls, just like tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
each one can reach one.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why we do Bible study,
mm-hmm.
prayer meetings and prayer lines and worship service and Bible education classes and all this, so we can learn together.
Mm-hmm.
No one that knows everything about God and knows
mm-hmm.
everything that it is to know about the Bible. Every time I read it, I get a different understanding.
Amen.
That's right.
And can I just say, brother, you're saved. Is that right?
Yes,
you're,
I am.
You're saved. Okay. Well, there's no way you could be on the outside.
That's right.
You're on the inside. You're in the ark,
right.
my brother.
Right.
You're not on the outside looking in. You're on the
out.
Inside looking out.
That's right.
So don't let the enemy come with, no.
Feel
no.
Uh-uh.
You
right.
are the man. You are on the inside. And I
that's
thank
right.
God for men because he called you first.
That's right.
Out of himself.
Right. Thank
Amen.
You.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
And I'd like to add also to that, you know, as long as you're living, doing God's will, doing
mm-hmm.
God's work,
the doing
enemy
the will of God.
Is always going to be under, you're
mm-hmm.
always going to be under attack by the enemy. It's
yeah.
your challenge because that's what makes us different.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not challenging, if something's out there is not challenging you or attacking you, that's when you need to be questioning what is it that I'm not doing.
So true.
Because as long as you're following God's word,
right.
you're in the right place. And on your daily venture, you may not, you don't know the scripture. I don't know the scripture.
Yeah.
But
Amen.
You do what you feel, and sometimes just being in the presence of someone, touching
mm-hmm.
someone, looking at someone, saying something to someone is going to make a difference in their
Amen.
Work and their life. And so not,
right.
you don't have to know the scriptures in order to be to pass on God's word to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's through
mm-hmm.
actions also.
Amen.
Get it.
Amen. Elder Rose, amen. This is good.
So, as the end, as I stated before, turn it around.
Turn it around.
Amen.
Elder John, I'm finished.
This is great.
No, you're never finished.
Okay.
It has been truly a blessing. If there's anyone that's online, 216-706-631-770-843, anyone that's online that would like to make a comment, please do so. Please do so. We have been truly, truly blessed. And if you would like to share how you've been blessed or something that you want to share with us and bless us even more, there's always room for one more.
I've been blessed.
Praise God.
Let me move forward with this. Yes. I've been blessed by simply being invited to this Bible study. I had no idea it existed until my nephew called me the other day after listening to a gospel song that reminded him of me. And I thank God for that. That if you got to be thought about praising God. You know, and he said, Auntie, I want you to come on this Bible study line with me. And I said, if you call me and remind me, give me the number, and I'll certainly make it happen. Now, our power was out all day here in Atlanta until a few hours ago. So thank God that he restored the power so I can
come
on this line. And I'm by myself. I'm on it with my God sister, Ruthie, who is also a woman of God and a prayer warrior. You know, and the Lord blessed my husband to drive all night long in the storm to North Carolina and back home safe. That is a blessing and a testimony.
Amen. Praise God.
Indeed. So it's just a blessing to be here. So I'll shut up so somebody else could talk.
This has, again, it has truly, truly been a blessing. We're looking at like about 2 minutes remaining before the music is going to kick in. But Elder Cook, it has truly, truly been a blessing to have you share a word with Turning It Around. My brother, we pray that you will continue to be a part of this Bible, interactive Bible study. Have a good time in the Lord. So we just ask you that you would continue to join in, and please, please, whatever you do, do not hesitate to share what part. Do not hesitate to share.
Absolutely.
I will and I won't.
You have blessed me just by listening to you.
Amen.
Right, amen.
Yes.
So you don't know how blessed you have been to us. I thank you.
Amen. You got us going.
I will continue.
Praise God.
I will continue.
All right.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
So God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed until next.
You want to close us with a prayer. We have about 1 minute remaining.
Okay. Lord God, we thank you for this day that you made, God. We thank you for this Bible study. We thank you for the interaction on today, God, that someone got healed, delivered, and set free, God. We thank you for our brother Nate, hallelujah, for him stepping up to the plate and saying what he needs to be said. And we thank you for blessing him on tonight, God.
Yeah.
We ask you that you bless every listener that heard on tonight, God, that they will be healed and delivered, God, and turn it around, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God, we just want to say that we love you, but God loves you most. We thank you for being
All right.
Same time, same station. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. I face the dawn.